Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Great people of God, I welcome you. My name is Osita. I welcome you to the start of BBI 9. Indeed, this is a time of true change in your family. In the name of Jesus, God has come visiting. You have been up against so much in your family. You've seen so much stuff for quite a long time. You've tried all you know how to, but there has been resistance, utter resistance. One form of hardship, wickedness, immorality, hatred, or the other has been visited. We know what we are up against, and God has spoken to us concerning those things. For we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. If you can check that out, it's in Ephesians 6:12. God has put us in charge of these spirits. And this BBI 9, we shall be moving into the greater change that God has granted us by reason of intense, targeted prayers. And I believe, God, that you will team up with me and I will pray and break this chain, this spirit of separation and spirit of divorce. Everything that has separated your husband while he is with you and while he is not with you. Even while he's with you, he is not there. You know what I mean by that? And when he is not with you, he is truly not there as well. That spirit shall be taken away. It is a war. We are involved in a war now. This is the war of God. The war of altar versus altar, spirit versus spirit, kingdom versus kingdom, light versus darkness. God will give us victory. We shall be doing this war by virtue of prayers, but a different type of prayers, declarations, prophecies, prophetic utterances that change situations. God will change situation for us this time in the name of Jesus. The Bible said in Psalm 29 verse 7, the voice of God divides the flames of fires. The flame of fire that has been burning in your environment. The voice of God will be your voice this time, because God has put his word into your mouth and you will do exploits. In Luke 21:15, Jesus was speaking. He said, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which all your enemies shall not be able to withstand or resist. Praise the Lord. That is the kind of place you are coming into. Let God be true. Let every other man be a liar. Turi da sinsa patoru di kadira praya kadrubu saya dada. De duri dandira ba. You may be justified in your words and prevail when you are even being tried by ungodly men. See that in Romans 3:4. God is with us this time. Jesus speaking in Matthew 12:37 said, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. This time you shall be justified. No more condemnation in you. No more condemnation for you. In the name of Jesus, God is ready. We are also ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for BBI 9? Are you ready to win? Are you ready to do that which is impossible? For in Luke 18:27, Jesus was speaking. He said, the things which are impossible with men, the things which are impossible with our systems, with our thoughts, with our thinking, with all that we know, our experience, all those things that have been impossible, he said, they are possible with God. That's in Luke 18:27. God has made things possible for us this time again. So we are going to be using every advantage of heaven, every advantage God has given us, to fight and to win. He said in Matthew 17:20, that if you have faith as little, as small, as little as the mustard seed, he said, you shall say unto that mountain of difficulty in your home, that mountain of separation and divorce, that mountain of pain and sorrow, He shall use a saying to that mountain. He said, you shall tell the mountain, get out from here and be taken away to this other place, to another place. And he said, the mountain shall be removed on your account. And nothing shall be impossible to you. That is the stage you have come. For whosoever shall say to that mountain, this mountain you are looking at, that difficulty, that hardship, that pain, that trial, that heavy thing that has been put between you and your husband by the strange woman, by spirits unknown, by family and friends, by issues, by career, by whatever means, lost. That spirit that has been put in between your husband is the mountain. He said, you shall tell the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, but you will believe that those things which you have been saying shall come to pass. He said, God said, you shall have whatsoever you say. That's in Mark 11, verse 23. I want you to go with this spirit of mentality, spirit of war. The mentality of war should be in you as we go into BBI 9. It's not a physical sort of war. It's not a war of words with your husband or with his people or with his strange woman or with people or others. It's a war in the spirit, because you'll be saying things, you'll be declaring things, you'll be prophesying, you'll be praying, you'll be commanding, because you have been enlisted in the camp of commanders. And you shall be a commander indeed. A commander is he who commands and it comes to pass. He who commands and it happens. You shall start to command and it shall be done for you. Let go, brother Santa Baroya Kasapo Shadaya Katapataba. Bend down your head a minute. Let me pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, this one that has bent down her head to receive your word, to be part of this warfare, shall succeed in the name of Jesus. Her words shall be the word of heaven. It shall be a decree. It shall be law, even unto the spirit world and into the physical world. In the name of Jesus, whatever she declares this time through the BBI 9, it shall come to pass. It shall happen for her and her family. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that throughout this BBI 9, she will be strong in faith and in the body. She will not be distracted. She will not lose faith. She will stand strong upon your word. She will declare your word again and again and again. And victory will come to her ultimately. In the name of Jesus, I cancel all these delay games, waiting games, all these things that have withstood her for this time. Lord, this time you will arise. You will arise and your enemies will scatter. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We are expectant. Our hopes are very high. We are expectant, very highly expectant. We expect the outcome of greatness, of joy, the outpouring of joy, of release of peace in this family, of release of love, release of unity in the name of Jesus. It shall be so in your family, daughter of God. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. With my whole heart, I love you. I really love you. I will pray with you. I will team with you all through BBI 9. God will make you proud and happy. God will give himself a testimony from your home. In the name of Jesus, I really love you. God bless you. You shall succeed. I am Osita.